Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Philadelphia City Controller has analyzed the cost of running elections and says better turnout makes things more efficient. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
City Controller Christy Brady has a novel reason for encouraging voters to get to the polls November 4th, to get their money's worth. According to a new report by Brady, the city commissioners spend $41 million a year to run elections for the city's 1 million voters, including outreach, secure drop boxes for mail ballots, and satellite offices. In a presidential election year when turnout is high, say two-thirds of registered voters, that's about $20 per vote. But in the spring primary, when turnout was 17%, the cost shot up to $115 per vote. Brady's message is voter turnout is essential, not just for democracy, but for fiscal responsibility. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.